要打开罗马书第八章。
Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8.
我们其实已经看过罗马书第八章，不过那是已经好几个星期前了。
We have actually looked at Romans 8 before, but that was a couple of weeks ago.
所以我们要继续来查考罗马书的时候，我想还是从罗马书第八章开始讲比较完整。
So as we continue our study in the book of Romans, I thought that I should begin with Romans 8:1 again, so that you can have a complete picture.
那我们来读罗马书第八章第一节到第十三节。
So we shall read from Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 13.
如果你看你的圣经十二十三节，它那边有一个中段一个，但是你知道我们的段落呢不是圣经。神的意思没有，那个段落是人加上去的。
If you look at some of your Bibles, you will find that after verse, or just before verse 12 and 13, there is a section header. Do note that this section header was not in the original text, so this is not as God intended, but it was added on later by humans.
我们如果读下去，你会发现十二到十三节其实是这一到第十一节的应用。
If you continue reading verses 12 to 13, you will see that this is actually the application of verses 1 to 11.
让我们来读罗马书第八章第一到第十三节。
So let's read Romans 8, 1 to 13.
让我来读给大家听。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪了，因为赐圣灵、赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成了罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是基督属基督的。基督若住在你们心里，身体因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣基督从死里复活的，他也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体活过来。弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的再去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺着肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Romans 8:1 There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son.In the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace.For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness.If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
好，这段圣经呢，其实在接着这个第七章，接着是第七章，第七章是在提到基督徒与罪的挣扎。
And this passage, of course, follows from Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7 is about the Christian's struggle with sin.
那么这基督徒与罪挣扎，我们大家都有经验。
And we all have this experience of the Christian's struggle with sin.
那么在七章二十一节说，我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体里面有另外一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And Romans 7:24.Paul wrote, Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin.
所以在这段圣经里面提到是个罪与基督徒与罪的征战。
So this passage actually talks about the struggle of a Christian with sin.
而且我们每一个人都有这个经历。
And all of us would experience this.
什么叫罪呢？
What is sin?
这个罪呢，Hamartia 是 basically is 是这个的意思呢，就是指不达标准的意思。
The Greek word hamartia is translated as sin, which actually means missing the mark.
当我们讲到罪，是说我们犯罪得罪神，好像是指我们不要犯罪是比较负面的意思，但是正面的意思是说我们没有达到标准。
And sometimes we say do not sin, that is actually from a negative perspective.But when we say that when we sin, it means that we actually miss the mark set by God.
当神创造我们的时候，是按主的形象创造我们。
When God created us, He created us in His image.
所以我们必须要有活出神的荣耀、神的形象。
Therefore, we ought to live out His glory and His image.
但是我们没有，所以我们这个叫做罪。
And when we fail to do that, that it would be called sin.
所以在这边呢，我们就发现罪的意思就是我们没有达到神要我们的标准。
So we realize that the definition of sin really is missing the mark or the standard set by God.
所以我们大家都很熟悉圣经里面提到说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And we are all familiar with the passage that says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
所以我们圣经要求我们每一个人。活着的时候要活出神的形象来，活出耶稣基督的形象。
And the Bible requires that when we live out the image of Christ.
所以当我们讲到我们这个罪的时候，基督徒与罪的征战的时候呢，我们通常都讲到另外一个问题，就是说，我们当我们信主的时候，我们的旧人不是已经死了吗？为什么我们还在挣扎呢？
And very often as we consider what happens when we become believers, we ask.Isn't the old self already dead? Then why am I still struggling with sin?
很多时候我们讲到我们生命里面有两个生命，一个是旧人，一个是新人。
And very often people say that there are two lives in us. One is the old man, one is the new man.
其实这个观念其实不符合圣经的教导。
Actually, this concept is not according to the Bible.
当然我们可以从这个神学历史神学里去追回去，这个观念是从哪里来的
？And we could trace back the history or theology to see where this concept actually came from.
但是更重要的是，我们要看圣经里面提到，到底我们是不是还有一个旧人在呢
？But more importantly, we want to look at whether the Bible tells us if our old self is still present.
当我们讲到基督徒不要犯罪的时候呢，我们常常讲说，不是的，我这边有一个旧我，一个新我，这个新我更旧我。
And sometimes we say, we speak about Christians committing sin, that's because there's an old man and a new man that is the battling inside me, and when the new man lost the war and the old man won the war, so I commit sin because of that.
所以这个我们就给了自己一个借口。
And we end up giving us ourselves an excuse.
所以我打不赢，因为我的救人太过强了。
And I lost because the old man is too strong.
但是这个是不符合圣经的观念。
But this is actually not biblical.
啊，如果你仔细看罗马书第六章第六节。
If you look at Romans 6:6 carefully.
保罗很清楚说，因为我们知道这个救人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Paul wrote, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
所以这里讲到说我们的旧人已经钉十字架，已经没有了，已经死了，已经是被钉了。
And this thing tells us that our old self was already crucified.
所以我们不应该想说我还有一个旧人在。
So we shouldn't be thinking that the old man is still around.
所以我们要知道我们是一个新造的人。
So we need to know that we are a new creation.
哥林多后书五章十七节大家都非常熟悉，说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过了，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17, we are familiar with this passage. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come.
所以在这边讲到我们是完全新的了。
So we are totally new.
哥罗西书也是这么讲，说不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
Colossians 3:9 tells us the same thing. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self.
所以旧人已经脱去了。
So the old self has been put off.
旧人已经同钉十字架了。
And the old self has been crucified on the cross.
所以现在活的不再是我，乃是基督，是一个新的人住在里面。
So it is not now it is not I who live, but Christ lives in me, and there is this new self in me.
所以我们不应该允许旧给自己一个借口，说旧的人在这边，所以旧的人赢了。
So we shouldn't give ourselves an excuse and say, oh, the old self is still there and he won.
所以我们必须要去制服，所以圣经说我们要去制服这个旧的行为。
And therefore the Bible tells us that we must actually put away all these old practices.
是的，有时候在圣经里面，我们在读的时候，我们发现圣经里面有一些圣经经文有一些张力，有一个 tension.
And sometimes we do read of certain passages in the Bible that seems to have a tension.
那么特别是在以弗所书。
Especially in Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章第二十一节。
Ephesians 4:21.
二十一到二十四节这么说：如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学着他的真理，就要脱去从前行为上的旧人。看到吗？
Ephesians 4:21. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, think of that.
所以什么叫做 to put off？ 就是不要再让旧人复活。
In other words, do not let the old self resurrect.
什么意思？你不是说旧人已经死了吗？怎么还有在呢？
And didn't we just say that the old self is already dead? Why is it still around?
所以在这边解经家都有很多的辩论。
So there has been great debate here by theologians.
但是呢，基本上我们可以这么说。
But basically, we can put it this way.
大家都有一些不好的经验。
We all have bad experiences.
特别如果你像你在一个不好的有旧的公司里面做一个事情或者做事呢，现在旧公司你已经离开了之后，你到了新公司的时候，你还把旧公司的思想跟做法给带来新的公司。
And you might have some bad experience in a previous company that you used to work for, but now that you are working for a new company, you actually bring along the bad practices from your previous company.
那么旧老板有时候打电话给你，你发现好像你自己又要听他的话，其实他已经不是你的老板，但是你自然好像要听他的话。
And sometimes your former boss in your former company calls you, and you find yourself wanting to listen to him, but you should realize that actually he is your former boss. You need not listen to him anymore.
习惯性你要去做这件事情。
But sometimes we do it out of habit.
我们当中有很多人也是这样，他从以前一个教会转会过来。
And in our midst, we also find people facing the same experience. They come from another church.
有些他们从了一个教会吃过一些苦头。
And they might have some bad experiences in the previous church.
但是他来到新教会的时候呢，他想的想法还是旧教会的想法。
And when they come to the new church, they still have the thinking, the old thinking of the former church.
所以呢，你要很小心。现在是在新的教会，你认为他们离开的原因是因为他们有这些教导是不对的，你就不要把这个旧教导带到新的教会。
And you might have left the old church because you find that there's something wrong in their teaching, but do not bring this wrong teaching with you to the new church.
你应该回到圣经，看圣经里面的教导。现在我们已经脱去这个捆绑，可以很自由的去遵守圣经。
And you must focus on what the Bible teaches. We have now been free from all this bondage, and we are free to obey the Bible.
我们没有受到那个传统式的这个管制。
And we are not limited by old traditions.
当我们开始这间教会的时候，我们有这个感觉。
When we started this church, we had this feeling.
因为过去的时候，我们不可以做这个，我们不可以做那个，因为呢，我们一向都是这样做的。
In the past, we cannot do this, we cannot do that because we have not been doing all these things.
但是我们成立这个教会的时候，我们发现啊，我们现在有自由了，没有过去，我们全部按照圣经，我们所认识的，圣经有讲，我们就做，圣经没有讲，我们就不做。
But when we established this church, we realized that when we come back to the Bible, that's what we ought to pay attention to. If the Bible forbids it, we do not do it. If the Bible does not forbid it, then we can do it.
所以我们有新的自由。
And we have newfound freedom.
但是我告诉你,
but let me tell you,
很多时候我都会想起我旧的牧师讲过这句话，我旧的牧师讲说过这件事情，他们的我的过去还是在不断的影响我。
Sometimes I will still remember my old pastor who said this, my old pastor who did this, and whatever that he has done and said before is still affecting me to a certain extent.
是的，我还是很尊敬他。
Yes, I still respect him.
但是现在我们必须要按照圣经来做事。
But now we ought to do things according to the Bible.
所以当我们是一个新造的人的时候呢，这个旧的人不断的来影响我们，还没有脱去这个旧的这个完全脱离这个旧的这个身体。
So even though we are a new creation, but the old self sometimes still affects us because we have not totally put it off yet.
所以在神学上面，我们有时候在这个末世论 eschatological argument 这个时候呢，我们在讲末世的这种，我们讲说已然未然，什么意思呢？就是已经发生了，还没有发生。
And sometimes when we come to discuss theology and we talk about eschatology, which is the end times, we talk about things that are already but not yet.
所以这个我们叫做已然未然，意思说我们得救了吗？是得救了，但是救恩完成吗？还没有完成。
So what is this already and not yet? For example, we are already saved, but salvation is not yet complete.
因为我们的身体还没有得救，我们已经看过好多次在罗马书第八章。
Because our bodies have yet to be redeemed, and we have seen this in Romans chapter 8 a few times.
特别是在罗马书第八章第二十三节讲到说，我们心里叹息，等候我们儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。
Especially Romans 8:23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
所以我们身体是不是我们得救？我们现在信主了。我们如果在这个时候离开世界，我们是不是得救了？是的。
And if we believe in the Lord and leave this world right now, are we saved? Yes.
但是我们的救恩完成了吗？也不是，因为主耶稣还没有再来，神的计划还没有完成。
But is our salvation completed yet? No, because Jesus has not come again, and God's plan has not been brought to fruition.
所以在这边就有一个张力。
So there's a tension here.
所以简单，如果我们对这些都不了解，但是我要告诉你一件事情。
If you are not familiar with all this, let me just tell you one thing.
基本上我们要抓一个观念，要抓得很清楚的。
Basically, we need to be clear with one concept.
请你打开罗马书六章六节，让我们看看一下。
Please look at Romans 6:6 again.
罗马书第六章第六节。
Romans 6:6.
他说：“因为知道我们救生，救人和他同定十字架，使罪生灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。”
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.
所以意思说，不管你明白不明白，无论如何，现在我是一个基督徒，我可以不犯罪。
In other words, whether you understand it or not, you want to know that now that you are a Christian, I can stop sinning.
所以我们是一个基督徒呢，我们现在必须胜过罪恶。
So if I or we are Christians, now we need to overcome sin.
他说你的旧人已经同他定十字架。
The old self has been crucified with him.
所以旧人已经死了，使罪身灭绝。
So that the body of sin might be brought to nothing.
你罪身的意思是罪的权柄。
The body of sin means the authority of sin.
这个罪身灭绝，下一句话就解释上面那一句话，叫我们做罪，不再做罪的奴仆，所以不需要听他的话。
And when the body of sin might be brought to nothing, the second half tells us what it means, so that we will no longer be enslaved to sin, meaning we need not obey sin.
所以保罗在这个十二节六章十二节说，所以你们不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。使你们的顺子生顺从生子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做故意的器皿，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神。那么将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪第十四节说，罪必不能做你的王。
Verse six Romans 6:12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your body members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness.But present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law but under grace.
所以在这边，在保罗在谈到罪，基督徒与罪的关系，罪跟罪挣扎的时候
，So Paul is discussing the relationship between Christians and sin, and how Christians are struggling with sin.
所以罗马书第七章在讲形容到这个关系的时候。觉得是一个最可悲的一章的圣经。
And as Romans 7 explains the relationship between Christian and sin, it sounds like the Christian is a very pathetic person.
但是在第八章呢，就成为整本圣经里面或者整本罗马书里面人最爱的一章的圣经。
But Romans 8 became a chapter that is.A very glorious, or the most glorious chapter of Romans, if not the entire Bible, and it became a passage that is loved by Christians.
所以如果你仔细读罗马书第八章
，So if you read Romans 8 carefully,
如果你会发现罗马书十八章呢，这个圣灵出现接近20次
，And you will find in Romans chapter 8 the Holy Spirit appears 20 times.
但是如果你看罗马书第一到第七章，整七章的圣经里面呢，圣灵只出现过一次。
But if you actually make the count from Romans chapter 1 to 7, you will find the Holy Spirit appearing only one time.
但是在单单这个第八章里面，它就出现接近20次。
But just chapter 8 alone, the Holy Spirit appears 20 times.
所以这段圣经呢，就开始保罗在形容人的阴性称义等等，来到这里的时候，他讲到成圣的时候呢，他特别强调圣灵的工作。
And of course, as Paul talks about justification by faith, by the time he comes to Romans 8, he is emphasizing the work of the Holy Spirit.
可以这么讲说，第七章是讲到律法。
We can say that chapter 7 is about the law.
因为它出现31次。
Because it appears 31 times.
但是来到第八章的时候呢，是讲到圣灵。
But when we come to chapter 8, it's about the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们就要看跟大家一起思想这段圣灵来帮助我们做一个成圣的生活。
So we want to see how the Holy Spirit will help us live sanctified lives.
所以第罗马书第八章的第一节，他就说，如今 therefore, there's no condemnation. 就说如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不被定罪了，就是他是一个做一个总结。
And Romans 8:1 that is therefore now no condemnation since therefore it is actually a conclusion.
所以他在做一个什么总结呢？是第一章到第七章的一个大总结。
So this is a conclusion of chapters 1 to 7.
所以他告诉我们，这整章里面告诉我们，如果是基督徒，我们在耶稣基督里面，我们是一个新造的人，就不被定罪了。
So this entire chapter tells us that if we are Christians, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and we will not be condemned anymore.
当然我们知道为什么，是因为耶稣基督他无罪的替我们成为罪。
Of course, we know the reason is because Jesus, who was made to be sin, even though he knew no sin.
那么这个是哥林多前书五章二十一节的，使到我们可以成为啊，我好叫我们在他里面可以成为啊神的义。
And this is of course in 2 Corinthians 5:21, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
那么主耶稣基本上呢，就是因为他亲身担当了我们的罪，彼得前书二章二十四节。
And 1 Peter 2:24, Jesus himself bore our sins in his body.
所以这个罗马书第八章一开始就强调了一个很重要的三位一体的那一位圣灵。
So Romans 8:1 very clearly emphasizes the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Trinity.
这一位圣灵就是主耶稣所应许的，他说我要求父，父必赐给你们另外一位保惠师。他必要永远与你同在。
And this Holy Spirit, of course, was promised by Jesus, as he said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper to be with you forever."
而这位圣灵就是因为我们信了主之后，主所赐给我们的圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit was given to us when we believed in the Lord.
特别是使徒行传二章三十八节，这个彼得说，你们个人要悔改，这个奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦免，就必领受。
Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
所以每一个信徒都有圣灵。
Therefore, every believer will have the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在加拉太书三章一节也是这么说。问你一件事情，你们受圣灵是因为行律法，还是听信福音呢？
Galatians 3:2. Paul wrote to the Galatians and he said, "Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?"
所以基本上我们是因为听信福音就有了圣灵。
And it is because we heard and believed the gospel, we received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们成为他的儿女之后呢，神就差他的儿子的灵进入到我们心，我们可以呼叫阿爸父。
And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father."
所以保罗在罗马书八章九节很清楚的说，如果一个人没有圣灵呢，他就不是属耶稣基督的。
And Paul writes it very clearly in Romans 8:9, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
所以今天呢，我们要给大家看这段圣经里面是圣灵如何使到我们可以过一个成圣基督徒的生活。
So we see in this passage today that the Holy Spirit enables us to live sanctified lives.
首先呢，让我们来读到第八章第一到第四节。
Firstly, let us read from verses 1 to 4 again.
他说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪，因为是圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以基本上一个基督徒呢，怎么样胜过罪恶呢？
Basically, how does a Christian overcome sin?
你看第二节，他说因为赐生命圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。
Look at verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
这边的这个 law 或者这个律呢，不是指律法的律。
And this law here is not referring to the law of Moses.
这个是一个章律。
It's talking about just a rule.
或者一个 principle， 意思说它能够使到你脱离有一个章律把你拉开。
And this is actually a tension that is pulling you away from the principle.
一个人呢，不可能过一个得胜神的，不可能过一个成圣的生活。
A person cannot live a sanctified life.
一个没有信耶稣的人，没有得救的人，是不可能过一个得神喜悦的生活。
A person who does not believe in Jesus and has not been saved cannot live a life that pleases God.
因为圣经里面说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所有的人都是凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法在神面前称义。
And by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight.
所以没有一个人可以自己成就这个律法的义。
No man can achieve the righteousness of the law by himself.
那圣经里面很清楚，他说没有一人连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求的。
The Bible is very clear that none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands.
这段圣经很清楚的。
This is very clear.
但是有些人说我很犹有自由，我要信就信，我不要信就不信。我们要信耶稣，不要信耶稣，是我个人的决定。
Yes, there are people who say that I have the freedom to believe or not to believe. Whether I want to believe in Jesus or not is my freedom.
要不要追求神，要不要明白神，都是我个人的决定。
Whether I want to seek God or understand God is my decision.
但是圣经罗马书三章十节他说没有一人，连一个都没有，没有明白的，没有寻求的。
But Romans 3 tells us none is righteous, there is no one who understands, no one seeks God.
所以在这里给我们看见一个人呢，没有人呢靠着自己可以来到神面前完成神的律法，也来追求认识神。
So we realize that a man cannot depend on himself to come before God and to fulfill the requirements of the law and seek God and please God.
所以在这边圣灵的律必须要释放我们。
So here, the law of the Spirit of life has set us free.
所以一个人要过成圣的生活呢，第一件事情呢，他必须要有圣灵释放的这个恩典。
So to live a victorious, sanctified life, the first thing is this person must have the grace of the Holy Spirit that sets him free.
没有圣灵来帮助我们，没有一个人能够得救。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit, no one can be saved.
因为在这里，你看到第二节，他说：“因为赐圣灵的律，在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。律法因着肉体软弱，有所不能行，神就差遣他自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。”
Verse 3, for God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.
所以当我们不能够做的时候呢，只有圣灵来开恩。其实我们任何人都知道，我们如果读圣经，我们怎么信耶稣的呢？是因为圣灵开我们的眼睛，让我们看见我们自己的罪。
And when the people cannot do it, it depends on the Holy Spirit who gives grace. And any of us who believe and also know our Bible well, we will know that it was the Holy Spirit who came to us and opened our eyes to see our own sins.
哥林多前书也提到说，那些属血气的人不能明白属神的事情。
First Corinthians tells us that those who belong to the flesh cannot understand the spiritual things of God.
是神开恩让我们知道神的事情。
It is God who gave us His grace so that we might understand.
神是哥林多，这个提摩太前书告诉我们，我们悔改的心都是神所赐的。
And First Timothy tells us that even our heart of repentance is granted by God.
所以这个是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是因为我们软弱不能行呢，这边告诉我们看到耶稣的工作。
But because we are weak and we cannot fulfill that, we see here the work of Christ.
他说律法因为肉体软弱有所不能行，神就差他自己的儿子成为罪的形状。
For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh.
所以神差遣他自己的儿子成为人。
God sent his own son to become a man.
不但成为人呢，还成为了罪，这个赎罪祭。
And not just to become a man, but also to become a sin offering.
那么成为赎罪祭呢，在肉体中定了罪案。
And after he became a sin offering, he condemned the sin in the flesh.
所以什么呢？成了这个定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这 不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
所以我要问大家，仔细看这节圣经，他说只随从，他说使律法的印成就在谁的身上？
So look at this verse carefully. In order that the righteous requirement of the law be fulfilled in who?
成就在谁身上？
In who?
这些人他有一个形容词，他这边有一个形容，这句话接下来就形容这些人，这些人是怎么样的人呢？
And he continues by describing these people. Who are these people?
这些人是怎么样的人？
What type of people are these?
是这些人不随从肉体，只随从任圣灵的人身上。
These are the people who live not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
所以这边在讲什么呢？这边在讲一件事情，就是说这些人是有一个特征，那个特征呢是他们只随从圣灵，不随从肉体。
And here is describing a group of people who has a special characteristic, and this special characteristic is that they do not live according to the flesh, but they live according to the spirit.
但是这些人呢，本来不是这样的。
But these people were once not like this.
啊，本来他们是不随从，他们随从肉体，不随从神，不认识神，而且是抵挡神的。
In the past, these people were once living according to the flesh, not according to the spirit, and they were enemies of God.
所以在这边我们要注意看到这里出现另外一个词汇，就是说这些人呢是一组人呢是随从肉不随从肉体，他们只随从圣灵，是一个很特别的一组人。
So we see here a special group of people who do not live according to the flesh.But live according to the spirit.
但是我们还没有解释这一段圣经之前呢，让我们看第四节的上半段。
But before we explain this passage, let us go back to the first half of verse 4.
他说使律法的义成就在我们这些人身上。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us.
什么叫做律法的义呢？
What is the righteous requirement of the law?
如果你仔细读的话，你会发现这个律法的义是单数的，不是复数的。
If you read carefully, you will realize that this righteous requirement is a singular and not plural.
他的意思不是说神为我们做这一切，直到我们可以去执行律法。
And its meaning here is that it's not that God fulfilled all these things so that we can obey the law.
他是说这些律法的义已经成就，我们是被动的，已经成就而且加在我们身上。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled, we are passive. So this is actually added onto us.
不但是我们是被动的，而且呢，这个是单数的。
And not only are we passive, this is also singular.
所以这律法成就的义，就在我们这不随从这个成就在我们这不随从只随从肉体只随从这个圣灵的人身上。
So this righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
所以很多解经家说这个单数呢是指律法的总结。
And many Bible commentators say that this is singular, meaning it actually sums up the entire law.
那么整个律法的总结是什么呢？
What is the whole law?
是律法的总结就是爱。
The whole law is love.
所以保罗曾经用过在十三章罗马书十三章十节说爱不是加害于人，所以爱是完全的。律法是指爱那个部分。
And Paul wrote later in Romans 13, love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以这边就讲到说，如果是这样的话，整个爱，整个律法的总结就是爱，就是完全的在我们身上。
So to sum up the whole law, it is actually love, and this love is now fulfilled in us.
所以一个人怎么样才能够过一个成圣的生活呢？
So how can a person live a victorious Christian life?
第一呢，你必须要有圣灵的释放。
Firstly, the Spirit must set you free.
所以第二节说，圣灵是生命圣灵的律，释放了我们在耶稣基督里面释放了我们。
That's why verse 2 tells us that the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus.
啊，神不但要圣灵的释放之后呢，我们还要圣灵的改变。
And the Spirit does not just set us free, but the Spirit also changes us.
啊，为什么圣灵改变我们呢？
Why does the Spirit change us?
你说我在这边看不出来。
And you might say I can't see it from here.
所以刚才我们强调第四节，他说使律法的义成就在这些人，这些是一个怎么样的人？他的特征是那些不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
And we saw verse 4 that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, this special group of people who walk not according to the flesh but according to the spirit.
这样这一组人呢，为什么会只随从肉体，不随从这个圣灵呢？
Why does this group of people not walk according to the flesh but walk according to the spirit?
所以这边呢，刚才我们提到一个罪人呢，只随从肉体，不随从圣灵，不随从神。
We mentioned just now that a sinner only walk according to the flesh and he does not walk according to the spirit of God.
但是这边呢，我们却发现倒颠倒过来。
But here we find just the opposite.
他说我们这些人呢，只随从圣灵，不随从肉体。
We walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit.
那我们仔细读下去第五、第六、第七节呢，我们就会看得更加清楚。
And let us read carefully verses 5 to 7, and we should see it more clearly.
这些人是谁呢？你看第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。And
this group of people is described here. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, set their minds on the things of the spirit.
如果你看第六节说，体贴肉体呢，就是死。
Verse 6, to set the mind on the flesh is death.
体贴圣灵就是生命和平安。
But to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace.
第七节，原来体贴肉体呢，就是与神为仇，因为不能服神的力，也不能不服也不能服。
Verse 7, for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot.
第八节说，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。Verse
8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
你注意看，如果我们的神灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体了，乃是属圣灵了。Verse
9, if you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if in fact the spirit of God dwells in you.
所以在这边，他在形容一组人。
So he is describing a group of people.
如果我们把这个拆过来分成两组人，第一组人是不随从这个只随从肉体的人，让我们再读一次。
And if we actually split this, there are two groups of people. One group follows the flesh.
让我们来读第五节再一次。 因为随从肉体的是体贴肉体的事。
Let's look at verse 5 again. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
第六节，体贴肉体的是就是死。
Verse 6, to set the mind on the flesh is death.
第七节，原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律，也不能服。
Verse 7, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
那么第九节下半段他说，如果你是神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体了。
Verse 9, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. In fact, the spirit of God dwells in you.
这样我问你，基督徒是属肉体还是属圣灵？
So let me ask you, are Christians in the flesh or in the spirit?
当然，一定是属圣灵，不属肉体。
Of course, it is in the spirit and not in the flesh.
如果是这样的话呢，你会发现一件事情，他怎么样形容这些基督徒不属肉体呢？
And if that's true, you will realize how he describes these Christians who are not in the flesh.
我们再来看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5 again.
他说，因为随从肉体的是体贴肉体的事。
Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
我们讲到体贴的时候就不像英语这么清楚。他说 set their mind， 意思说他们的思想是长期不断的习惯性的想肉体的事情。
To set the mind on the flesh means that you will be thinking about the things of the flesh and that is in your thoughts all the time.
我们的华文圣经翻译成体贴是一个很贴切，比思想更深入。
And in the Chinese, the translation actually goes even further than just thinking about it, but it's actually to be intimate with it.
如果你的太太非常体贴你,
if your wife is a very sensitive wife to you,
体贴，所以你看到英文很难翻译啊。体贴的意思是说，她不但知道你想什么，而且她替你完成它。
So to be sensitive to you, not just know what you want, but actually does it for you.
啊，他顺你的意思去。
And submit to you.
所以他就说，如果你是一个基督徒呢，你不体贴，你不想那些事情，也不要去做那些事情。
So if you are a Christian, you will neither think of those things, nor do you want to do those things.
所以属肉体的人，他体贴，他常常思想肉体的事情，常常思想属世的事情，常常思想一些违背神的事情，不但是想，而且他去做。
So those who set their minds on the things of the flesh do not just think about it, but they are actually longing to do it, and they end up doing it.
所以第六节说，体贴的肉体的人呢，就是死。
Verse 6, to set the mind on the flesh is death.
那么第七节说，你体贴肉体的事就是以神为仇，你知道吗？
And to set the mind on the flesh is hostile to God.
啊，而且呢，不服神的律也不能服。
Does not submit to God's law and it cannot submit.
而且体贴肉体的人不能够得神的喜悦。
And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
那么第九节说，但是你们不属肉体。
Verse 9, you, however, are not in the flesh.
所以我要问你一个问题，这样我怎么知道他是不是基督徒？
Let me ask you a question. How do I know if this person is a Christian?
或者我们问一个问题，我们怎么知道我是基督徒？
We might change the angle and ask, how do I know I'm a Christian?
如果我的思想，我的人生呢，就是不断的思想属世的事情、犯罪的事情、属世界的事情、属肉体的事情，我的这个是我的人生的特征的话呢，你可能就不是基督徒。
If what characterizes my life is that I constantly think about the things of the world, are attracted to the things of the world, and I'm always thinking about this, all the things of the world, then someone like that might not be a Christian.
但是我们说，本来我们就是这样嘛。
And you might say we are always like that, right?
但是你会发现一件事情，当你信了主之后，你是一个新造的人。
But you should realize that when you believe in the Lord, you are a new creation.
圣经里面告诉你有新的心。
You have a new heart.
你有一个新的本性。
You have a new nature.
所以直到你愿意，而且从心里去服从神的律。
And you will be willing from your heart to obey God's law.
为什么有这件事情呢？
Why does this happen?
因为那个是圣灵改变了你的。
Because the Holy Spirit has changed you.
所以一个特征呢，是一个基督徒呢，第一，圣灵要释放你。
So the characteristic of a real Christian is firstly, the Holy Spirit will have set you free.
他给你一个新的这个力量呢，可以跟这个旧的这个罪的力量抵挡，而且得胜。
And he has given you this new power that you might withstand the power of sin and be victorious.
为什么他你能够得胜呢？因为你的思想呢，不断地想到神的事情，想到神永恒的事情，想到属神这个天上的事情。
And you can be victorious because in your mind you are always thinking about spiritual things, things of God and things in heaven.
而且你的心愿意要去做。
And your heart is willing to do it.
而且有这个渴慕。
And you long to do it.
所以你就不断的想要去做这件事情。
So you keep thinking of wanting to do it.
为什么有这个现象呢？因为圣灵已经在你身上工作，而且是他不断的改变。
Why is that such a phenomenon? Because the Holy Spirit has already changed you and He is working in you.
如果你仔细看第九节、第十节、第十一节，你仔细看。
Look carefully at verses 9 to 11.
他说，如果神的灵住在你们心里。
If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you,
你有没有注意看到你们两个字？
Look at the word you.
本来在第一节到第八节都是在讲他，或者是在讲第三，他没有提到你。现在突然间他讲到你，你们有圣灵。他说基督落在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
We will see from verses 5 to 8 talking about those.This is in the third person, to address the third person. But when it comes to verse 9, he switches to the first person, you.
所以他这边强调保罗在写信给罗马说，你们不是这样的。
So Paul is emphasizing to the Romans that you are not like that.
你们不属肉体的。
You are not in the flesh.
你们是属圣灵的。
You are in the Holy Spirit.
特别他说，如果耶稣基督的灵不住在里面，你们就不属耶稣基督。
In fact, he says, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Christ.
所以，这是如果你属耶稣基督，你有耶稣基督的灵，或就是圣灵或者神的灵，它是同样的意思。如果圣灵住在你里面呢，你就已经不再跟随体贴肉体了。
But if you belong to Jesus and you have His Spirit, which means the Holy Spirit, then you will no longer set your mind on the things of the flesh, but you will set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Let's go back to verse 5 again.
他说, 因为如果是这样的话, 随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事, 但是你们不是这样, 他说, 你们是随从圣灵的人,
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but you are not like that. You are those who live according to the Spirit, and you set your minds on the things of the Spirit.
那么体贴, 第六节, 体贴圣灵的就是生命跟平安,
and to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace in verse 6.
那么而且所以你会看见一件事情呢，如果你是真基督徒呢，你的心里一直想念或者不断的催逼你要去顺服神，不断的催逼你要去跟随神，不管你做什么事情，你心里面总是有一个力量不断的催逼你回到神，回到教会，读你的圣经，你要祷告，这个就是圣灵在你身上不断的工作。
So you realize that if you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit is working in you, and you will be setting your mind on the things of the Spirit. You will want to read God's Word. You will long to obey God's Word. You want to come to church. And that's because the Holy Spirit is working in you.
So you will find, 真正基督徒要得胜的第一，他必须得救，他就被圣灵释放。
So, in order to live a victorious life, firstly, you must be saved or set free by the Spirit.
一个不信主的人是不能够得释放，不能够得胜，得向罪得胜。
An unbeliever is not free, and he cannot be victorious over sin.
所以一个不信主的人不断的尝试，不断的尝试，他不能够得胜。
So an unbeliever keeps trying and keeps trying, but he will fail.
所以他必须要在神面前承认他的罪，承向神。 这个回到神那里，接受耶稣基督，成为他个人的主，接受主的救恩，他才能够过一个成圣的生活。
So he must come before God and acknowledge his sin and receive the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior. By confessing and repenting from his sin, then he will be set free to live a victorious life.
当一个人得救之后呢，就有圣灵住在他当中。
When a person is saved, he will have the Holy Spirit living in him.
圣灵进入他的生命的时候就改变他。
When the Holy Spirit is in his life, the Holy Spirit changes him.
他的思想呢就被圣灵催逼去思想神的事情，思想永恒的事情，思想天上的事情。
And his mind and his thinking will be compelled by the Holy Spirit to think of the things of heaven and the things of the Spirit.
所以在这里他强调，他说，如果在第九节他说，如果神的灵住在你心里，你就不属肉体，乃是属神灵；人若没有基督灵，就不是属基督的。
Coming to verse 9 again, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him.
那么第十节就很多人有很多问题了。And
verse 10, many people debate.
因为基督，第十节说，基督若住在你心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。But
if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness.
到底什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
所以很多解经家在这边就不断的挣扎。
And many Bible commentators actually struggle with this verse.
所以他说，这个第十节，基督如果住在你心里，身体就因罪而死，什么意思？
What does it mean if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin?
中马田呢这么说，他说当你出生的时候就朝向死走去。
Martin Lloyd Jones said this: On the day that you are born, you are on the path to death.
你思想对不对？
You think about this. Is that true?
当你出世的那一天，就是你朝往朝向死亡的方向走去。
On the very day that you were born, you are already on the path towards death.
所以这个是不能够避免的事实。
And this is a fact that cannot be prevented.
但是圣经家说，你要知道呢，死亡不是我们最终的结局。
But you want to know that death is not the end.
我们真正的结局是复活。
Our actual end is in the resurrection.
不是在死亡。
Not in death.
死亡只不过是一个过程。
Death is but a process.
所以我们要知道，我们每一个人当亚当之后的所有的人都会朝向死亡去。
So we want to know that after Adam's sin, every man is on his path to death.
我们的盼望不是这个死，而是复活。
Our hope is not in the death, but in the resurrection.
那么在这个过程当中呢，我们现在是心灵却因义而活着。
And because of this that is in us right now, the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
所以呢，他说我们呢现在呢，我们看第十一节，然而那叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣从死里复活的必借着你住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Verse 11, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
这个是指将来。
This is referring to the future.
Will, 将来必要发生的事情。
And it is written in the future tense, will.
所以这里告诉我们呢，我们如果圣灵住在你里面呢，你可以肯定有一天你必要复活。
So what this is telling us is if the Holy Spirit is in you, you can be certain that one day in the future you will be resurrected.
所以圣灵你要胜过罪恶呢，第一你必须要信主，第二呢你必须要圣灵来改变你。
So if you want to be victorious over sin, firstly you must be set free by the Spirit, and secondly the Spirit must change you.
第三呢，你必须要圣灵给你能力来胜过。
And thirdly, the Holy Spirit must empower you to overcome.
你看第十二到十三节。
Look at verses 12 and 13.
他说：“弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵，致死身体的恶行，必要活着。”
Verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以你看到这里，他说，这样看来呢，这样看来就是他总结了上面那一段。我们并不是欠肉体的债，我们不在他的管辖底下，我们不顺从他。
So then is actually continuing from the previous verse. So then we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
所以我们不要顺从他。如果你顺从他，你必要死。
If you live according to the flesh, you will die.
但是如果你靠圣灵致死身体的恶行，你必要活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
你看到这个致死这两个字吗？
Look at this phrase, put to death.
啊，这个致死是一个很严肃、很严重的一个词汇。
To put to death is a very serious phrase.
是一个很严厉的一个词汇。
And this is a very strong phrase.
意思说你要杀死。
You must kill it.
你要杀死你的罪行。
You must kill the deeds of the sin.
这个欧文呢 ，John Owen 是一个很出名的新教徒的，他很强调这个东西，就是我们必须要。致死要杀死要谋杀你的这个罪行不允许它有丝毫的这个存在。
John Owen, a very famous Puritan, actually emphasized this that you must kill it, you must mortify it, you must murder it.
所以这个恶行呢是一个很，你有现在有了圣灵，它使你复活，它使你它释放你，而且它改变你。现在呢，你必须要靠着它把这个恶行。
And the Holy Spirit who has freed you, who has changed you, it is the Holy Spirit who gave you life and is now empowering you to get rid of sin.
所以这个是很严厉的去对付罪的意思。
So this means you must deal with sin seriously.
你记得主耶稣说过什么吗？
Remember what Jesus said?
他说当你的眼睛使你犯罪把它挖出来。
If your eye causes you to sin, you are to pluck it out.
你的手如果使你犯罪把它砍掉。
If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
啊，所以今天很多人呢，啊，赌博赌到之后呢，没有钱的时候把手砍掉。你认为他砍掉之后还能不能赌
？And today there are some people they gamble and they gamble until they have no money left, and they chop off their hands in order to stop gambling. Do you think it will work?
啊，但是你会发现，那个人的最终的问题是在他的心，不是在他的那个手。
You realize that the problem is with the heart and not in the hand.
除非他的心被圣灵重生，除非他的心被圣灵改变，不然他根本就不可能致死这个恶行。
Unless his heart is regenerated by the Holy Spirit and changed by the Holy Spirit, he cannot kill the sin.
所以呢，你必须要靠着圣灵呢，你第一，你必须要重生，你必须要信主；第二呢，你有圣灵，你重生之后有圣灵在你身上改变你的这个本性之后呢，他。Empower, 他加力量，他授权于你，使你可以得胜。
So, a person must actually depend on the Spirit, by the Spirit. He must first be regenerated by the Spirit, and then he must be changed by the Spirit, and now he must depend on the Spirit to empower him, to give him the strength to overcome sin.
所以当耶稣讲到把这个眼睛使你犯罪把它挖出来,
so when Jesus said, if your eye causes you to sin, you have to pluck it out.
他的意思不是说真的要把眼睛挖出来,
he is not saying that you must do this literally, but what he is doing is, he's saying it figuratively that you must seriously deal with your sin.
如果你真的是还是不行的话,
but if really it's not working, I will suggest you pluck it out.
好过你没有一只眼睛下地狱在上天堂好过你这个什么就是说张着眼睛下地狱,
it is better to enter heaven with one eye than to open both eyes and go to hell.
所以你会发现其实这个意思说要严厉地去对付我们的罪。
So what his meaning is that you must deal with your sin seriously.
我们每一个人都有这个经验。
All of us have this same experience.
神给我们一个头脑。
God give us one mind.
神给我们智慧。
God give us wisdom.
你知道你的软弱在哪里。
You know where is your weakness.
你要去对付它。
You must deal with it.
你不要因为说 偏知山有虎，明知山有虎，偏向虎山行。
Do not go there, even though you know it is dangerous.
不错啊。所以你明知道有错误，明知道那边有问题，明知道那边有试探，你还往那边去，其实这个叫做愚蠢，这个不叫做智慧。
You know that there is temptation there, if you know that there is sin there, and you still go that way, this is foolishness and not wisdom.
我告诉你，逃跑是圣经的一个答案。
I tell you, the solution that the Bible gives is you must flee.
约瑟，你知道他逃跑吗？
Do you know Joseph? He fled.
你知道亚各书也是说你要逃离这个罪吗？
And do you know the book of James tells us that you must flee from sin?
我们要很严厉地去对付罪。
We must deal with sin seriously.
用你的头脑。
Use your mind.
用你的智慧。
Use your wisdom.
知道这个是你的软弱，你就好好早早就离开它。
Know that this is your weakness and depart far away from it.
你越去，你知道你的软弱，而且你去，你知道你最软弱的地方，然后你把你的软弱暴露给敌人，知道你最终你还是跌下去。
If you know your own weakness well and you expose your weakness to the enemy, you will become ensnared.
所以你必须要从那里开始呢？当你要对付罪，第一最重要的从哪里？从心开始。
And if you want to kill sin and deal with sin seriously, firstly start with your heart.
不是从心，是从心脏的心，心里的心。
Starting from your heart.
从心里下这个决心，我一定要对付你。
And you must be resolved in your heart to deal with sin.
要对付那个心里面的那个罪。
Deal with the sin in your heart.
所以这个有很多这个如何得胜的一些比较实际的应用。
And these are some more practical applications of how to live a victorious Christian life. Before you can deal with sin, firstly, you must recognize that it is present.
你说，哎呀，我等到我没有试探，我没有被引，为什么我会受这个引诱？如果他不引诱你，如果你不感觉到他的诱惑，就不是试探。 你明白我的意思吗?
And sometimes we say, "Aiyah, why am I actually tempted by this?" Actually, if you are not attracted to it, you will not be tempted.
试探呢，就是因为它吸引你。
It becomes a temptation because firstly it is attractive.
如果它对你没有吸引力，那个就不是试探。
If it wasn't attractive in the first place, it wouldn't have become a temptation.
可以告诉你一件事情呢，这个试探会 一直在这里，直到你死为止，它还在这里。
Let me tell you, this temptation will exist until the day you die.
所以呢，你说，哎呀，我如果要试探，如果要胜过，等到他没有吸引力，他不会没有吸引力。他如果有没有吸引力，他就不是试探。
And you might say, I will overcome only when it becomes not attractive anymore. But let me tell you, it is a temptation because it is attractive.
所以试探 可以成为试探，是因为它不引诱吸引力，我们承认这个是引力，所以我要逃离它。
So you must first recognize that you are attracted to this thing, that's why it's a temptation. And by recognizing that this thing is a temptation, that will help you to flee from it.
如果赌博是一个试探,
if gambling is a temptation,
你就不要靠近这个
the Marina Stand 叫什么？
Don't get close to the
不要靠近赌场
the casino。
如果你赌博是一个问题呢，你就不要跟你赌徒在一起。
If gambling is a problem, then don't mingle with gamblers.
所以你要知道你的问题在哪里，你知道这个，你就要逃离那个现场。
So you must know what is your weakness and the problem, and you must flee from that situation.
再来呢，你必须要管理自己的思想。
Secondly, you must discipline your thinking.
你看到第五节，刚才我们讲到，是随从肉体的人呢，体贴肉体，体贴就 set your mind. 你不断的想那个东西，有一天你就会跌进去。
And we talk about verse 5 just now. If you set your minds on that thing, meaning you keep thinking about it, if you keep thinking about it, you're sure to fall into it.
如果你不断地想那样东西，最终你会成就。
And if you keep thinking about that thing, it will come to fruition.
所以你如果聪明的话呢，如果赌博是一个问题，你要早早离开它，而且呢，你不准你的思想想那个东西。
If you know that gambling is a problem, not only do you flee from it, but you do not want to think about it.
同样的，今天这个色情网站到处都是。
Today, pornographic websites are everywhere.
如果这个是一个很大的问题
，If this is a big problem,
我告诉你，连上网都不要。
Then don't even go online.
因为你知道这个是软弱。
Because you know this is a weakness.
宁可不要上网看这个看书看圣经。
So don't even go online to read the Bible.
不要假装说我要看这个电子书。没有用的。
Do not pretend that you are going online to read e-books. It is useless.
特别是你上很多网站，本来你知道吗？很多时候是你上那个网本来就不是想要放弃的，但是好好的网站，结果被这些色情网站侵入了，结果它跳起来很多这些荧幕，它叫你过去。
And sometimes you go to a website because of ignorance, and this website wasn't even a pornographic website, but it has been infiltrated by all the pornographic ads and something like that.
这些广告到处都是。
And all these ads are throughout the whole net.
如果我们不能胜过的话，不如我们真的到圣帐篷前面住会比较好一点。
If you really cannot overcome them, you might as well retreat to a mountain.
所以我们必须要管理你的心思意念，而且呢，要去控制它。
So you have to discipline your thinking and you must control it.
我跟大家讲过很多遍了。
I said this many times.
今天我们为什么这个世界有很多心理的问题
？Today, why is there a lot of people suffering from psychological problems？
因为我们不懂得管理我们的心。
Because we do not know how to discipline our own thinking.
我们不懂如何控制我们的思想。
We do not know how to control our thoughts.
我们看一看腓立比书。
Look at Philippians, the book of Philippians.
我们跟大家讲过很多遍了。
And we talk about this many times.
圣经里面有告诉我们如何控制，不需要管理我们的心思意念。
The Bible tells us how to control our thoughts.
其实腓立比书四章第八节。
Philippians 4:8.
他说：“弟兄们，我还有一句的话。”凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你都要什么？思念。
Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
所以你要思想什么呢？思想这些东西。
So these are the things that you ought to think about.
如果这些东西是虚假的、虚构的。不好的、肮脏、污秽的，你就不要去想它。
If these things are false, if they are filthy, if they are impure, do not think of them.
所以圣经里面有告诉我们要朝哪怎么去思想。
So the Bible tells us where on what we ought to think of.
我们今天有很多，我们跟大家分析过很多心理的问题啊，这个焦虑症啊，这个焦虑症啊，这个强迫症啊等等，这些呢都是不懂得管理你的心思意念造成的结果。
And we talk about all these psychological problems like depression and obsessive compulsive behavior. All these things are because of people not able to control their thoughts.
所以我们必须要承认罪的存在。
So we must first recognize that sin is present.
我们要管理自己的思想。
We are to discipline our thinking.
第三呢，我们必须要专注于神。
Thirdly, we must fix our heart on
God. 问题来的时候，我们总是专心看我们的问题。
When problems arise, we often focus on our problems.
我们越看越大那个问题。
And the more we focus on our problems, the bigger it becomes.
但是如果我们专心注意神，这个问题就越来越小。
But if we fix our heart on God, then the problem is diminished.
当你越明白神，越了解神，你越知道他的旨意的话呢，你的问题就越小。
the more you understand God, the more you know His will, the smaller your problems will become.
我们要思想神的话。
We must meditate on God's word.
当我们思想神的时候，我们在思想神的属性。
When we meditate on God's word, we are thinking of His attributes.
当我们思想神的话的时候，当然我们是指圣经。
Of course, we mean the Bible.
圣经神要我们做的事情，神要我们做神的旨意等等。
And the Bible tells us what God wants us to do. What is God's will?
我们要常常祷告。
We have to pray regularly.
祷告是交托神。
To pray means that we are entrusting it to God.
祷告是依靠圣灵。
To pray means that we are depending on the Spirit.
最后呢，你要采取行动。
And finally, we need to take action.
你看到致死这两个字吗？
Look at the word put to death.
是 active form， 意思说你要自己自我主动去致死它。
You are to actively and self-consciously and do it yourself to kill sin.
你知道吗？我没有办法帮你致死罪行。
You know, I cannot help you to kill your sin.
因为我不是你。
Because I'm not you.
真正能够致死罪的是你自己。你不能致死我的罪，我也不能致死你的罪，但是你可以致死你的罪，我可以致死我的罪。
The real person who can kill your sin is you. You cannot kill my sin, I cannot kill yours.
所以每一个人要负起我们应当负的责任。
So everyone needs to bear our own burden.
很多人教导你要只要依靠神祷告关起来门什么都不要做，其实不对的。这个是说你必须要采取主动去，因为这个是 active form， 你必须主动自己去致死那个罪行。
Many people say all you need to do is to close your door and then go behind closed doors and pray and trust God. No, that's not true. You must take an active role in putting to death the sin.
是的，我们要祷告。
Yes, we need to pray.
是的，我们要依靠神。
Yes, we need to trust God.
但是神要你致死你自己的罪。
But God wants you to kill your own sin.
所以你必须要朝这个方向去。
So you must move in this direction.
当你这样去顺服神的时候，你必然得胜。
And when you obey God like that, you will be victorious.
所以这段圣经给我们看到圣灵释放我们。
So this passage shows us the Spirit sets us free.
是圣灵改变我们。
The Spirit changes us.
圣灵授权给我们胜过罪恶。
And the Spirit empowers us to live.
当我们继续看下去的时候呢，我们会继续看这个罗马书八章，接下来呢，看到圣灵还有其他的工作。
And as we continue our study, we will also be seeing the other works of the Holy Spirit from Romans 8.
这边呢，接下来你会看到圣灵呢，使我们成为神的儿女。
And we will see that the Holy Spirit makes us become heirs.
而且不但是这样，圣灵将来要使我们得到荣耀。
And the Holy Spirit will also give us future glory.
但是将这个是将这个下周跟在接下来两三周的这个的题目。
And this will be the title of the weeks to come.
当我们努力完成主要我们做的事工，就是要对付自己的罪。
And we hope that we will be diligent in completing this work that God has for us to do, which is to put to death our sin.
过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
And to live a victorious Christian life.
那我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.Father, we thank you for this time of studying of your word. Indeed, we ask that if there is anyone in our midst who is not free by the Spirit, yet may the people repent from their sins and submit to the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior so that they might be freed by the Holy Spirit.And we thank you that if we have been freed and that the Holy Spirit has changed us, may we recognize this truth and then take action and not be lazy. Pray all this in Jesus' name.